אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello, this is Ohad.
We'd like to know who is Ohad Ryan.
Okay, I'm a musician, producer, and engineer, currently living in Malambimbi, in the northern coast of New South Wales. Primarily been busy, or maybe known to some people, from my solo singer-songwriter project, Old Man River. And today I'm here to speak to you about a really amazing show that we're bringing to Sydney.
I'd like to talk to you about it, Sipurei Pugi. And you are the friends of Kaveret. Kaveret is legendary super group from Israel that were very, very prominent in the late 70s and 80s and created some revolution in Israeli music. Can you please tell us about it?
Like you were saying, the supergroup element of this band is incredible. The original seven members, pretty much each one of them, after the band broke up, went on to proceed into really successful solo careers. Some names that my people recognize, like Yoni Rechter, Gidi Gov, Yitzhak Klepter, Chaim Shamir, and the list goes on. And these guys, a lot of times they're compared to like an Israeli version of the Beatles. And I think that that kind of suits them because the frequency that their music is generating in people is very uplifting. It's all about love and good vibes. In terms of the music itself, it's quite complex, almost prog rock music. They were very much inspired by people like Frank Zappa and a lot of those prog rock bands that were going on in the 70s. So technically, if you were a musician about to play these songs, you would just go, what the? What's going on here? This is so complex. But they managed to be so accessible and so popular that any kid could just sing along to their music. So there is something just timeless about these amazing songs.
It is quite amazing. We are talking to Ohad Ryan, and you're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio with Nitza Lowenstein. Ohad, Sipurei Pugi is coming to us on Saturday night, the 26th of October, 8 p.m., Emmanuel Synagogue, Woollahra. It's only once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see you guys in Sydney with Sipurei Pugi. Tell us about your performance in Melbourne.
Yeah, the performance, we had a couple of shows in Melbourne, and they were very successful, sold out. We were having a ball playing these songs, and I mean, also primarily because it's very challenging on the musicianship level to play them, and then just because it's so much just fun. But we never expected the kind of response we got, because the crowd resonates so much with these songs. People sing along, they dance, they really get into it. So there's an amazing exchange that starts occurring. Really hoping to create that in Sydney. Pretty amazing that we're playing in a synagogue, actually. I don't know. I don't think I've ever rocked a synagogue, but
well, it will be an experience, I think. How this group, the Friends of Kaveret, how did you get together?
Yeah, well, it all started, I got a call from Simon Starr. Simon's this amazing musician and bass player based in Melbourne. And Simon plays bass in my band, in Old Man River. And he just gave me a call one day and he said, look, let's just, I have this fantasy of us playing the entire first album of Kaveret, Sipurei Pugi, in its entirety, from start to finish. Let's get the best musicians, because you need really, really good musicians to pull this off. It's a real challenge musically. But let's just do it. Like, do it as good as the original stuff. And I was like, I'm in, man, for sure. I grew up with this stuff. So then one thing led to another, and other people heard about us putting this thing together. They got excited. Yeah.
So who's singing with you?
Actually, all singing, because if you listen to Kaveret, there's so many harmonies and parts, vocal parts going on at the same time. But in the band, we've got Lior, an amazing artist, singing. We've got John Scovron, who plays electric guitar and also sings. Adam Starr is going to play guitar and sing as well. Simon Starr playing bass and singing. Scott Griffiths playing keyboard, doing the unimaginable hard task of trying to copy Yoni Rechter's piano parts, keyboard parts. And he's singing as well, even though he doesn't know a word of Hebrew, which is pretty incredible. And Julia, our drummer, I think she's even singing, yeah, and she's never heard Hebrew before. So,
did you manage to recreate the sound of Kaveret?
I reckon we did. I mean, the kind of musicians we're talking about, their levels of preciseness, we would rehearse, stop the rehearsal and literally argue for about an hour or two about whether it was this note or that note. I mean, it was almost too precise for my patience, but these guys, yeah, they wanted to get it right. I'm all about the vibe and the spirit, like, let's keep it uplifted.
So I urge you guys to go, and if you don't want to miss out, next Saturday, the 26th of October, 8 p.m. at the Emmanuel Synagogue in Mulara. You can get tickets, just, I think, Google Kaveret, Kaveret, and you'll find out, or go to events.humanitics.
I think it's Humanitics. I think, yeah, anybody that will just Google Friends of Kaveret, Kaveret with a K, either on Facebook or on your Google search engine, you should hopefully get there.
Yeah. Ohad Ryan, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in action on stage with Sipurei Pugi in Sydney, you and your group, the Friends of Kaveret. Thank you so much and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.